When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about toxic environmental dangers, advancements in stem cell technology, and hidden codes that may be contained inside the Bible. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Whitley Strieber, of course, author of many books, best-selling books including Communion, Superstorm, The Supernatural. His nonfiction works, of course, have been just incredibly received. And television series and movies are based on his books as well. Welcome back one of our favorite friends, Whitley Strieber, to Coast to Coast. Hello there, stranger. How have you been?
Well, I've been pretty good. I'm very glad to be back.
It's good. It's always good to have you.
Yeah.
So many things going on in this UFO field. You sometimes can't keep track of it.
Yeah, there's an awful lot going on. And in the recent months, there's been a number of things that have happened. Of course, Robert Bigelow coming out on 60 Minutes and saying, frankly, that aliens are real and they're here. And he doesn't give a damn what people think about the fact that he said that. He also mentioned that he had had a close encounter himself with his wife and that he knew of others who had had similar things. It's really interesting. It reminded me a little bit of Nancy and Ronald Reagan,
yeah,
who had a close encounter on Mulholland Drive before he was in politics on their way to a party and from Brentwood in West...
To Bel Air or something like
or
that.
Or Bel Air in West Los Angeles to the Hollywood Hills, and they saw a light sitting on the roadside and had 45 minutes they couldn't account for. And I always say he went into the UFO a liberal Democrat and came out a conservative Republican.
Probably did.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think that episode changed his life, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely did. I think that it changed both of their lives. She became very interested in astrology and the occult and things like that. And he always had an interest in the UFO thing, but I don't think during his administration he pursued it with the kind of aggressive interest that I believe that John Kennedy did or Bill Clinton did.
Mm-hmm.
Even
Nixon had an interest, didn't he?
Oh, Nixon had an intense interest. I had a conversation with Jackie Gleason's wife shortly after I published Communion, who told me that Nixon had taken Jackie Gleason, who was a good friend of his, onto an Air Force base in Florida and shown him some intact craft that were...
Those Homestead Air Force Base.
At Homestead, was it? Yeah. And that Gleason was, of course, absolutely fascinated by this, and I think that that led to a tightening of presidential access to things like that. Of course, having been vice president during the Eisenhower administration, when the top levels were being kept carefully apprised of all of these things, Nixon came in knowing a lot. But subsequent to that, judging from what I've understood of how presidents have attempted to unlock these secrets, this is not necessarily something they're going to be told in openly. I think that from the beginning, presidents have been able to advise the committees that work on this stuff, or have been able to suggest appointments, but traditionally the appointments are made from within the committees rather than what's known as the Majestic Committee. In other words, they choose their own people. They're not imposed on them from above.
Are you convinced, Whitley, at this point that there is indeed a cover-up going on here?
Well, for complicated reasons, yes and no. It's not, I don't think, as big as people believe. There's some character out there claiming he lived on Mars for 17 years, and there's a lot of stuff like that out there, which I think is not likely to be true. In other words, that there isn't a massive U.S. or human presence in space, but something is definitely going on that is human-directed or human-involved that it has to do with extraordinary technology. Like, I have this little object in my left ear, which has been there since May of 1989, and which is an attempt has been made to remove it. Part of it has been studied, and there's no question about what it is. It's an artificial object. And I was not asleep when the people who put it into my body came into the room. I was still awake. And they overpowered me. But I saw them as they walked into the room perfectly clearly. It was a man and a woman, not aliens. There might have been somewhere something else behind them. I've never been sure of that. But there were certainly the people who were directly involved with me were a human man and woman. And they possessed extraordinary technology, the ability to enter the house without tripping the alarm system, the ability to press this thing into my ear, into the lobe of my, into the pinna, the top part of my ear, without breaking the skin. In other words, it wasn't, there was no incision.
Right.
And the thing itself, it has taken me many years, 30 years of having it in my body to get to the point where I'm comfortable with it and I understand pretty well what it does and what uses I can make of it. And I do make a lot of use of it. My wife, Anne, always was against my getting it taken out. She said, it's there for a reason, and we need to find out what that reason is before we do anything like take it out.
It didn't want to be taken out anyway.
No, it did not. When the attempt was made, the object moved from the fixed position in the top of my ear down into my earlobe, as I've said on this show before. But in recent years, I have found that when I'm writing, it doesn't matter if I'm writing fiction or nonfiction, it's just anything that requires research, a little window opens up in my left eye, a little slit.
Yeah.
And words race past in that slit. And if I just relax, they turn into ideas or research material.
Huh.
And I find that very useful. I'm just find it extremely useful. And when I, for example, I was 2 years ago, I was invited to the Ozark Mountain UFO conference, and I was rehearsing my talk in front of a relative who's had a certain amount of this experience also. And this relative said, suddenly in the middle of the rehearsal, Whitley, the top of your left ear has gotten bright red. And I realized the implant was on and it was radiating heat. And I'm so used to it, I don't notice it unless someone mentions it. And it was obviously bright red. And that was because whoever's on the other side of it was interested in what I was going to say, and that's why it was on. In other words, transmitting. When it's receiving, there's no heat, but when it's transmitting, there is. That happened at Southwest Research early on, back in the 90s, and Dr. William Mallow, who was the head of material science, was with me. I was actually in his office when it happened, turned on, and the ear got bright red. And so he rushed me into a signals acquisition laboratory and attempted to obtain a signal. They told me they hadn't picked anything up. So I forgot about it until about a year ago when I was in San Antonio at a Library Foundation event giving a lecture. And a gentleman came up to me and kind of came out of the crowd, which was considerable, and said, I just wanted to tell you that I was involved in the signals acquisition. I know you know what I'm talking about, or words to that effect. And there was a signal found that we are still studying to this day.
How about that?
And then he turned around and walked out. Whether he was telling me the truth or was just a member of the public having a rag on me or not, I don't know, and I can't know. But I just say that because it happened to me. That was what was said.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.